WJTL, Terry, and honestly, we just need Jesus. Hey, good morning to you at 7:19.
Congratulations once again going out to Jeremy Groff from Landisville. Jeremy, our first winner of the day, just won Convo Playing Cards Couples Edition. He's also entered into our grand prize drawing for a couples registration for a weekend to remember that we'll announce on the morning show tomorrow. Plenty of opportunities for you to win all day long, so stay tuned right here on WJTL. Cloudy skies in the forecast for your winning Wednesday. There is a chance of showers as well. Pretty warm, though. That high, about 48 degrees. Tonight, rain is likely, possibly mixing with some snow. Cloudy skies otherwise, a low dipping down to 26 degrees. By tomorrow, lingering morning flurries, possible snow showers. Otherwise, should be partly sunny by the afternoon. Very windy with a high of 30. Right now in Lancaster, cloudy skies, about 40 degrees. In Harrisburg, 41.
Our friends Rachel Lynn and Mr. Jeff, dad and daughter of Flipping Farms, hanging out with us this morning. Good morning again to
good
both
morning.
Of you. Guys, when you talked about a four-story silo man cave, I saw Liam's eyes glaze over and a little bit of slobber coming out of that corner
of
his mouth.
It's very
there.
True.
And I ask you, which one of your shows was the most popular? And you said the one about the horse cabana. What exactly is that all about?
Well, there was this rundown shed that was practically falling down. We actually tore half of that building down before the cameras hit the ground, which was kind of unfortunate, missed opportunity. But I wanted to turn it into a place for families to sit and hang out because the views were of all the horse pastures. So I'm like, this is a perfect place to hang out. I wanted to call it a porch because it was kind of close to the house but detached, and Dad was like, it's not a porch.
Yeah,
so.
Porch needs to be part of your house, not detached from it. And we're on a horse farm.
Yeah.
And so I thought, you know, a horse cabana would be the perfect thing to call it.
But the only cabana I know of is by water, the beach or the pool. So
yeah.
I think we kind of made something up here.
Well, that's people who don't have, you know, an open mind. You know, you got to do certain things certain way. You're a rule follower.
I am.
See,
such
that's
a rule follower.
Got to break the rules here.
Yeah.
So you guys have this show, Flipping Farms, and it's on YouTube. It's on Amazon Prime. Mm-hmm. You guys are entrepreneurs. You own businesses. You've owned businesses. But one of the reasons you did this show, not only to show how much you love each other and have good, wholesome family entertainment, but also you both are very involved in ministry, and you're hoping this show turns into opportunities to share the gospel.
Yeah, absolutely. We love the Lord. And all that matters when we breathe our last breath is where are we going to spend eternity? Nothing is more important than that. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to be branded so that I could travel and share the gospel. I used to be executive director of a Christian ministry and did a lot of speaking. God used me to lead thousands of people to Christ. I can't save anybody, but he chooses to use us to share the good news of Jesus. He wants us to be salt and light in a dark and tasteless world.
Amen.
And so I didn't know how this was going to happen, but I started praying that God would use me to lead a lot of people to Christ. And the next thing I know, Rachel comes up to me with the idea of a TV show.
The next thing you know, I've been saying it for 20 years.
So the next thing you know, I decided to listen to her.
You decided to listen to me.
Okay.
So when we had our first red carpet event, okay.
And you had it right here at the Junction Center.
We did.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
And the staff here was incredible. Yeah. They really were. So we have another one coming up the end of this month outside of Nashville. We hope that their staff is as professional as your staff was here, that's for sure.
Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate that.
About half the people who came weren't believers. And so we were reluctant to start sharing our faith yet because we wouldn't be picked up with a national network. And some networks, if they know how much we love Jesus and that's the reason we're doing the show, they may not pick us up. But we just felt convicted about that, and we decided to share our faith. About half the people that were here were not believers, and so we shared our faith, and Rachel had a couple experiences, and it was exciting. So
meaning people came up to me telling me that they were open to the Lord. I had people actually come to church with me. They drove over an hour to church. So this is my plug. For me, my gift isn't traveling and speaking like Dad. I'll be there and cheer him on. I'm not super excited about stages and preaching. But for me, inviting people to church, I can't tell you how many people over the last maybe 10 years of my life inviting people to church, I could say maybe 100 people came with me. And I met a ton of strangers in the church parking lot that I never met before.
Yeah.
With social media, people are hurting and they're vocal about the fact they're hurting. Just sending a message, inviting them to church, you'd be surprised. So because of the red carpet, people have been coming to church. There was a woman who attended. She pulled me aside after saying her uncle died while she was at the event, while she was here.
Wow.
And she was like, I was trying to have a good time, but I just couldn't get out of it. And then when you guys started worshiping, and then when you started sharing the gospel, like, I knew I was supposed to be here. So just the stories of how God used that evening was so cool.
Right.
I love that.
So.
Right. And then a gentleman that she works with also is here.
Yep.
And he said,
how come I didn't get invited to church? Then I felt really bad. So he's coming to church with us this Sunday.
That's
Sunday,
awesome. Yeah. So really Flipping cool. Farms Season 1, available on YouTube for free, Prime Video for a cost.
Yeah.
You guys are starting filming Season number 2 here in April.
Yep.
What can we expect from Flipping Farms Season 2?
Well, not a man cave because there's no silo.
Yeah,
and
no horses because this isn't a horse farm like season one was. But there is a whale. Yeah,
oh,
a whale on the farm.
You're gonna have to watch to find out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it's not a fish farm.
No, it's not a fish farm. Nope.
Well, we're excited to have you guys here. We're excited what you're doing. I love the two of you together. You guys do have such a great relationship and. That's evident as soon as you walk in the door.
Thanks so much.
And I love that. Yeah. Give us a pitch for Flipping Farms Season 2 so what folks can expect to see.
Well, we already decided there's going to be more humor.
Oh, boy. Yep.
And we already decided that the renovations are going to be more extreme.
More extreme.
I don't know how they can be nicer.
They're
but...
going to be okay, we're in the storyline phase right now. I actually worked on it last night. One thing that we missed, we've never done a TV show before. We're learning as we're going.
Well, sure.
One thing that we missed was highlighting the design more throughout the episode. You see the reveal at the end very quick, but people think Flipping Farms is a design show, and then they watch it, and sometimes they're like, well, I thought there'd be more design. So we're going to mix the humor and the design.
Right.
And so season two will be better in that way.
So originally I thought you were the dreamer and you were the doer. Now I'm seeing that you're both kind of both.
Oh, yeah.
Is that true?
She's a dreamer. I'm a nightmare.
Oh, my. No, don't say that about yourself.
No, we loved having you here today. We invite and encourage our listeners, check out Flipping Farms. If you see a red carpet event cropping up again in the future, and we'd love to have you back here maybe for a season two red carpet event.
That'd be fun.
That'd be awesome.
Make sure you attend. We wish you the best with sharing the gospel through what you're doing.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here. Back to the music. Mackenzie Phillips, Still a Good God, WJTL. Happy Winning Wednesday to you.